Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Man, why is this in rotation? I still don't get it. I mean, I know Crowley's, you know, been infected by that, but like, what are we doing here? By the way, I've already screwed up, Jim. The Fan Pre-Show is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
There you go.
It's amazing after that game that Pitt has turned the season like it did, because that was such a disappointing loss. And then to follow it up by blowing a 17-point lead to Louisville, and now to have a chance at the AFC title game, or ACC title game, is pretty amazing with the freshman quarterback. I mean, that could have blown up into a 3-win season when you're going to a true freshman. I mean, you think you know, but you don't until you get into a game, and guy's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I ran into, again, golf course people, and I ran into somebody who follows Pitt football fairly closely. And anyway, it was his understanding that Henschel was actually better all along and showed better as far back as camp, maybe even last spring. I don't know. But that he was just better. And Holstein looked like he was a guy. I mean, I don't know how much money he's making, but you know, you get him, and you're thinking, okay, we're going to be set for a while here, and you're worried about other teams coming to take him away, and then all of a sudden, well, now you have to worry about teams taking away the other guy.
You're in a tough situation because you've got this kid who, when he was a starter, was unbeaten. When he was a starter, and now he's coming back healthy, so how do you not give him the inside track over a kid that was in high school? I mean, Holstein was an Alabama recruit. He led two of the biggest comebacks in decades in Pitt history. And I get it. Like, if you're going to defer, if you have any question, how could you have sold the team on, listen, we're going to go with this true freshman instead of the guy who won 7 games for you when he started?
Yeah, well, you watched the game. I didn't watch the games in question, but you could also make an argument that, and I think some people are you surprised that he didn't get a longer leash based on what you just said?
Yes.
Because how are you going to go to a complete unknown? That was a good movie,
but,
by the way.
But it was the right time, because I think it was the Boston College game. So
if you're going to throw him in there, yeah,
throw him in there against BC.
And it worked, but the other thing too is that, you know, beyond the quarterback, and obviously the quarterback is the most important position, we all know that. But with injuries and lineup shifts at other areas, you know, on defense, wasn't there a game they didn't have any linebackers or close
yes.
to it?
Yes.
And yet the defense is still making plays, and maybe, you know, given, and here's something that's instructive, and I know we need to get back into the NFL here, but stuff that people bring up at the golf course. So I'm working the weekend after the or the Sunday morning after the Pitt game where they jumped out 28-0 and then had to hang on.
You mean the one last week?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's true. I did work on Sunday. Somebody comes up, you know, dressed in Pitt stuff, and is like, "Hey," he goes, "How about that fake punt. What are they doing? You know, so in other words, it wasn't like, hey.
Not that they won the game.
It wasn't, yeah.
At Georgia Tech, who was 9-1 at the time.
I know.
How about that fake punt?
That's what it was. You know, they were complaining about that, but, obviously that interception return was about as big as you got.
And we're going to get...
We'll get into that.
We'll get back into more...
later in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. You could tell Scott McKillop's going to join us. He led the nation in tackles 1 year. He averaged, Dom, 12 and a half tackles a game. Averaged. Not had a game that where he had 12 tackles. Like, if he had 11 tackles, it was like, he's a little under average what he should be doing out there.
That was when they got good.
Year.
He was a guy that, when they weren't good, he was a guy that they would always, because he was so articulate and so personable that he was a guy that always got trotted out when times were not so rosy. I remember that. That was very funny.
And Pat Bostick will join us at 9:30. So Scott at 9, Pat at 9:30. At 7:30, we're going to take a slight detour and talk to a local Division III coach who's been coaching for 33 years. This is his final season, and he finished on a high note. And just about what it's like to coach at that level. I mean, you're impacting kids, and you're not getting the
NIL money. You mean like his quarterback doesn't have a bright
the Missouri contract that just happened, or you know what LSU is going to pay for its head coach? You're getting slightly under. But he has a cool connection with Patrick Mahomes that we'll talk about as well a little bit later. But in the AFC, did you stay up? How much did you watch of the game before you headed off?
The AFC North game?
Yes.
None. Sorry.
Bengals.
See, that's what I do in
32,
retirement.
32, Ravens 14. The Ravens had 5 turnovers. Cincy was 8 of 19 on third down. The time of possession was 38-46 to 21-14. Now, I realize Baltimore could be a quick strike team, but for a team that wants to run the football, they held the ball for 21 minutes. Turnovers were part of that, obviously. Joe Burrow, 24-46, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jamar Chase, it's idiotic to spit on somebody. But man, did the NFL do the Steelers a solid by only suspending him 1 game. Because if he doesn't play in this game, he's that impactful to not just what he puts up, but how he affects how the defense plays Cincinnati.
So it looks like the Ravens didn't cover him either.
No. Well, there are a lot of teams that can't cover him. I mean, every team basically can't cover him. So whether it's the Steelers or whomever, I mean, teams just don't. Can't cover.
No, I did not look up the latest odds here, but remember back when the Ravens were 1-5 and the people said they were still going to win the division? What about now?
Well, they're only half game back.
Well, for a while, until Sunday maybe. But who knows?
Then there'll be a full game back? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. That's the thing about the NFL. Who could have predicted that the Steelers' defense, after what they had done the first game against Cincinnati, or what they either did or didn't do, however you want to put it, who would have predicted that they would then do what they did to Indianapolis, where Daniel Jones was playing at a high level, he's got some pretty good receivers, and then Jonathan Taylor is on a record-setting pace, not anymore, but who would have predicted that? And then there's other stuff going on, and then there's...
You got a coat like that, like a white wool coat, like all white, not the tan with the white collar.
It's a good thing he didn't show up in Goodfellas wearing that, because you know what would have happened to him.
It'd be red.
Well, he would have been hanging in a meat locker or something.
Well, I mean,
because
we told you not to flaunt the money.
Exactly.
What are you doing going and buying furs? We told you not to flaunt the money.
That's still one of my favorite scenes is every time, and you hear this song, if you listen to older songs and you hear Layla, and you hear that passage from Layla come up, I always think of the Tommy Two Times guy hanging in the meat locker,
still with the perfect hair. I think of the two that were dead in the pink Cadillac.
In the pink Cadillac, yeah.
So a half game back now are the Ravens. Are you believing that the Bengals with 4 wins are? They're only 2 wins.
I heard
back.
Dom on the way in making some sort of a wild scenario. The one thing
he never does that, by the way. Most of the takes are just like. Very
like
thoughtful.
Mine.
That's
like
right.
Mine.
Down the middle.
The one thing that did creep into my mind is that could the AFC North turn into that joke of a division that has like an 8-9 team as the first place team hosting a playoff game. I think that's a little extreme because everything, and I don't know if you take into account who has to play whom and stuff, you know, you have the Steelers and Ravens split and then they lose to the right teams. You know, could that happen where, you know, it was like a, what was it, Seattle one year that had a losing record and hosted a playoff game and won.
Well, for how many years did both the South divisions stink? You know, especially the NFC South for a couple of years. I mean, the Saints would, or Atlanta or Tampa Bay would get in barely with a winning record, or it was 500.
And sometimes it's which divisions you play. Like the AFC North is playing the NFC North, which is a good division. But the NFL is crazy. You watch a team one week and you think, wow, these guys are really good. And then everybody's, and then you watch, well, you know, you got to watch out for the Chiefs. And even yesterday watching that game, I expected, and I was rooting for excitement at the end. So I was hoping in both the Detroit and Green Bay, you know, both the Detroit and Kansas City games that there'd be a comeback there at the end that would make more suspense down the stretch. But of course that never happened.
Cowboys beat the Chiefs 31-28. The Chiefs defense allowed 457 yards, allowed 9 of 16 on third down. The Chiefs had 10 penalties for 119 yards. I don't think most years they don't get 10 penalties called on them all year. At least it seems that way, that there's never a penalty on the Chiefs when they're rolling. Well, they're not rolling. Dallas is. Mahomes had 4 touchdowns, but Dak had 320 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 112.
Of course.
We'll talk a little later about George Pickens, but Pickens had himself a game. So now here are your two big favorites in the AFC, both 6-6. Everybody keeps saying that, well, just wait. The Chiefs are going to find it. Look out for don't count out the Chiefs. They're 1-5 on the road. I can no longer say, well, they've got Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be a problem. They're done as far as Super Bowl. And they're 3 games back in their own division, 4 games back in the loss column. So they're going to be a wild card team if they were to find a way in. And they're 1-5 on the road. Am I wrong here, Jim? Are you going to go out and say, oh, Kansas City's still got a chance?
Well, I got to look at their schedule here. In fact, I just called it up to see losable, winnable games. Well, I mean, their next game is home against Houston. Houston's defense is one of the best in the league. Chargers, if they gave up how many yards to Dallas, what could they do against the Chargers at Tennessee? That's a terrible team.
That's a win.
Denver at home, but they got Denver. You know, they got.
I mean, their next two road games are absolutely winnable and will be winnable.
They should be.
Tennessee,
so they should win. But even so, okay, so if they win the rest of their games, they're 11-6. That gets them in, you would think.
But are they a factor?
I don't know. I had them pegged as the team that somehow the Steelers will win the division and then they'll be home against whatever the worst, you know, what one of the wild card teams, and then they'll get hammered like they always do in the postseason when they get there.
Dom, is Kansas City still a factor to win the AFC?
No, absolutely not. They are a completely different team than the Kansas City team we've seen the past few years. They're terrible in one possession games. Travis Kelce looks like he's 89 years old. Patrick Mahomes looks rattled. They're not nearly what they were the past few seasons. Absolutely not.
But you look at everybody else though too. And everybody, it's week to week, it's you don't know what you're going to get.
But their division is, I mean, the Broncos have been, I don't know if what Bo Nix is yet overall, but they're 9-2. The Chargers have had all those injuries at running back, yet they're 7-4. They've got a quarterback. And the AFC South, which has been a joke for a long time, has 3 teams with winning records in it. And the Colts have had the best record in the AFC, or had it for a while until the Patriots took that over. The Jags look like they're actually a decent football team. And you mentioned the Texans defense, and they get Stroud back now.
Well, which team has beaten the 2 best teams in the AFC? Steelers.
So you're predicting a Steelers Super Bowl championship?
Absolutely not. I'm just saying that that's how weird everything is. And then in the NFC, it's the same. It's basically the same thing. But you know, you watched the game last week. The Bears are the Bears are who we thought we were, right? But they are they really any good? Not really.
Well, they find a way to win. That's what the Bears do. Well,
that's what Denver does.
You trail with 2 minutes left. Chicago's going to find a way, and they've got a game here today. Coming up, I want to get into George Pickens. Another big game for George. When it counted, he made some big catches. He didn't have any touchdowns, but he still had a couple of huge plays. Would he have those numbers here? And is it one of the worst trades in Steeler history? And how would that impact this team right now? We'll talk about that next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso in for the guys on the Fan Morning Show.
Very good.
DiTommaso, is that Italian?
It's as Italian as you can possibly get. Glad you figured that out.
Yeah. I'm pretty bright like that. I mean, I'm from around the Sharon Youngstown area. There's maybe one or two Italians up in that part of the world. My dad there used to be a Holiday Inn in Youngstown. And apparently some of the biggest mob drug deals or just deals happened at that hotel. And they had a thing where a friend of ours was like, everybody was driving over to Youngstown because they had an indoor pool. My dad's like, yeah, I'm not going in there. I'm like, what? He said, I'll drop you at the door. And I was
wait a minute. He's not
like
going
eight.
And he lets you in? And he lets you go?
And he's like, just be careful. He said, don't leave the pool. Just stay in that area. Like, he didn't tell me then, but he told me later. He's just like, yeah, that's like the headquarters for mob activity from like between Chicago and New York. They would Youngstown was like the place where they would stop or where their trucks would go because no one would suspect anything and everyone in Youngstown would basically like look the other way if stuff happened. When he was growing up, at least.
Well, yeah, I'd understood, you know, a little bit the traffic ant and all those guys.
Yeah. So George Pickens now has a new career high of
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
73 receptions, 1,142 yards, 8 touchdowns. The previous high with the Steelers in 17 games back in 23 were 63 receptions, 1,140 yards. He did average 18 yards a catch with only 5 touchdowns. So is it, and Jeff Hathorn with Jim Colony and Dom DiTommaso, the Italian, is it simply what were the Steelers thinking that these numbers we would see and we would see an offense at Acrisure Stadium that looks like Dallas?
No, it wasn't going to work here. It wasn't. And I was, not to get into like fantasy football, how that I had George Pickens in fantasy football every year because I knew his talent. And plus, I had my name was Slim Pickens, which I thought was pretty clever. Anyway, but it just wasn't working here. And you know, maybe DK Metcalf will lose his mind, although he's established in the league. But what's been proven here is that if you're a talented receiver on the Steelers and you emerge as one of the better or best receivers in the NFL, you lose your mind. No, look at it. Even Juju at the end. And you know, AB is the prime example, of course. But then Martavis Bryant, I know there were some ancillary issues, but, you know, that's another guy with great talent that, you know, it didn't work here. I guess it didn't work anywhere else for him either. Deontay Johnson. And I'm going to be forgetting people, but Mike Tomlin has shown that he tolerates this stuff. Some people say, well, if these guys played for somebody else, they would have flipped out sooner. I don't know about that. The Steelers haven't been able to handle these guys. And there was no reason to think that I think they'd given him a lot of chances. And I've read the report. I mean, you're in there. You probably talked to the same guys that the players were sick of him.
Were you here for George at all?
No.
Wow.
No, the last time I was in the locker room covering anybody was 2021.
You missed out on the George experience. And I'll tell you, like from our standpoint, he was a pain in the ass. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Quite simply, he was a pain.
Well, AB was difficult to deal with too, but in terms of doing what he wanted to do, but he was charming, and at least when he was here before he lost it, he was charming in the way he went about it.
And I do think, I think this about George, he wouldn't have the same success. It would be crazy to say that he wouldn't help. I mean, having another guy like that is going to help DK get open. I'm not going to say they wouldn't be better with him on the field, but I don't know if he would be, well, he wouldn't be this guy, not just emotionally, but he accepts being the number two in Dallas or the 1A in Dallas or however you decipher CeeDee Lamb. If he's getting more opportunities than DK, like, I don't think that whole thing works. Plus, some of the routes that they run are not the routes that he's going to get here. Not saying that he shouldn't have. I'm just saying he wouldn't have. Like, you would think that, oh, you know, he might run this or they're going to do that. They wouldn't have.
Well, we knew that he was one of the, I can go as high as top 5 talents. Didn't he always look like that to you? But there are so many great receivers in the NFL when you go to Chase and Jefferson. And but then once you get beyond them, and now Smith and Jigba has emerged, but he emerged after Pickens was here. To me, he was always a top 5 talent. But then you look at the quarterbacks that he had to throw to that he were throwing to him, and then you look at the coordinators that were diagramming plays for him. And it was just a recipe for disaster.
And the quarterbacks. I mean, Dak's the best quarterback that he's had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now he's got a Schottenheimer as his head coach. I don't know. There's a part of me that keeps waiting, although now Dallas is making a run And there's an elimination game for them next week, right? Isn't they play Detroit?
They have a ton of eliminated, but they're still in it.
But that's an elimination game for both teams.
Kind of. I don't know if I'd say elimination, but it's
close to it. They were talking about yesterday being an elimination game for Kansas City and Dallas.
Right.
But if things go poorly and something goes wrong, is he still apt to lose it? He didn't lose it earlier this season when Dallas wasn't playing very well.
I want to get Dom's take next, but first let's get to Jim in Monroeville, 412-928-9370. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Spot on with your takes here. I just want to point something out here about this issue with the number two receiver. We saw Deontay Johnson go, obviously Pickens traded. And it just comes down to the most obvious reason, guys. And it's we didn't have a quarterback. Ben was gone, and then after that, it was like, okay, let's see what happens. Unfortunately, we're not the type of team to land in the top five picks, even without their former franchise, future Hall of Fame quarterback. So we put ourselves in a tough position. Not that you look to lose on purpose, but I think as an organization that's kind of spearheaded by Tomlin, and at the time, Colbert was the GM, we had opportunities when Ben was here. We had opportunities to get that guy of the future, and we refused to do it because the Rooneys want a one-helmet quarterback. And, I'm a fan. I respect that. But, they put their own foot in their mouth, and they caused this problem. And we see it. Dak Prescott went to one of the best quarterback teams in the NFL. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. He's better than what we've had. And he's showing the numbers. And, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Johnson, on the other hand, I think failed just because, maybe his head wasn't where it was supposed to be. But I think the real issue here is with the number two receiver, you don't want to play for a team that where a quarterback can't get you the ball. All these guys are the receivers, they want the ball, they want the attention. And we just, Mason Rudolph, the Kenny Picketts, I'm sorry, that's not the Russell Wilsons, Justin Fields, that wasn't going to cut it. And I think that's the real issue, and it's saddening because this is a team known for drafting very good receivers, obviously. It's just knowing how to handle them.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the call. And throughout the morning, give us a call at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn with Jim Colony and Dom DiTomaso. Jim, go ahead.
What gives anybody the confidence that the Steelers, even if they drafted a quarterback in the top five, would develop that quarterback successfully? I have absolutely zero confidence they'd be able to do that.
I don't have zero confidence. I don't think they've had a quarterback with the talent that to be a franchise quarterback in any of these scenarios. But you don't draft a franchise quarterback with very few, very, very few exceptions outside of the top 10 picks or top 12, 13 picks.
What was Mahomes? 14, 17, I can't remember what he was.
Very
few
exceptions.
He was down the line. Lamar.
Dak is the only quarterback that's starting besides Purdy that was drafted on day three. Just him and Purdy. Those are the only two starting quarterbacks or big-time quarterbacks in the league that were drafted outside of the first 2 days. Second and third day, I think it's Hurts and maybe one other. But it's like you got to pick at the top of the draft to find these quarterbacks. Look at the up and coming quarterbacks in the league. They weren't finds in the sixth round.
No, I'm just glancing over every team trying to find an example, but I can't off the top of my head. Yeah, because even JJ McCarthy was a high draft pick.
So in a way, you have to spectacularly fail in order to find the franchise quarterback that you want, or you gather picks and then use those picks to trade up.
But how many other quarterbacks were drafted in the top five and then didn't make it? There's a lot of them. I mean, I don't know why the name Josh Rosen comes to mind right off the top of my head.
Ryan Leaf. I mean, it doesn't mean guys don't
That's going
don't
way
succeed.
Back. I'm thinking more recently with some of those guys where even this year, I mean, if the Steelers, they're going to be 9-8 or whatever, and they'll draft 16th like they always do, but look at all the guys that are this year that going in who were supposed to be
Oh, Drew Aller. Oh, there's another Manning coming along. These guys are going to be tough.
Sellers with South Carolina.
And then what is it now? You go back to the Alabama guy and then the Indiana guy. The South Carolina guy.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I don't know the names off the top of my head, but I know what schools
are. Sellers has been inconsistent at best.
So there's no obvious... Man, you know, it's not like, you know, tanking for McKenna or whatever the NHL teams are supposed to do. I just don't think they can develop a quarterback.
Let's grab a couple other calls here, and then we've got to take a break. Tony in Rhode Island, you're up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Tony.
Well, you guys do a great job. Yesterday I watched the first two games, the Detroit Lions, Green Bay, and then Dallas and Kansas City, and it's like the Steelers, we're not even playing the same sport. It was like mind-blowing how inadequate we are and outdated at the offensive calling.
Well, I can't disagree with you. I love hearing the New England accent, by the way.
Sometimes people might say, oh, yeah, I'm from someplace. Yeah, he's from Rhode Island. I think that's pretty legit with that accent.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was really good. But I do agree. It's like, I think, you see the Steelers defense, for example. We were talking about this the other day, that they can't cover anybody in the middle of the field. Or I shouldn't say anybody, but the middle of the field often seems wide open against the Steelers defense, and yet the Steelers offense rarely uses the middle of the field. And when they did in Chicago, they got a touchdown out of it. Where is it the rest of the time? Although our buddy Chris Carter in the post, he does a good job with the Carter critiques in the PG, and he showed several examples of where there were plays that were there to be made. But when you're watching like we do on TV, you know, you don't get the big picture.
Right.
There were plays that could have been made by the quarterback that were not.
Yeah. Yes.
Including over the middle.
Let's get to Bob in Beaver. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Fan Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't want to support Tomlin, but my read of the wideouts is they've all done, or for the most part, they've done nothing after leaving the Steelers. You mentioned Johnson, Bryant, Mike Wallace did very little after he left, Claypool. And I just wondered.
Claypool is what I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that reflects poorly on Tomlin. You know, maybe he can handle these guys a little better than other guys can. I don't know. And I don't know about the Pickens thing. Maybe he's going to blow up down there anyway. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was going to happen earlier in the season. It never did. They had some – well, Prescott's been out of the lineup too. So, I don't know. It's just frustrating when you know that the missing link for the Steelers offense is there, and they're not going to recoup that until the third round, day two of the draft. Oh, it'll be in Pittsburgh, though. We got all these draft picks. That'll be good.
I don't think it's a contract year. So is George being on his best behavior? I think that's up for question in a new town. But I think mostly he's getting opportunities because of their offense, how wide open it is, having CeeDee Lamb, having a quarterback that's playing at a not quite MVP level, but playing at a really high level. I think that's leading into what we're seeing with George, and I don't think we'd necessarily see those. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say it's not a better option than what they have now.
Well, that was the one argument, is that we didn't know, would he be on his best behavior looking for a contract?
But he could have really destroyed the room. Like, it could be a real issue right now.
Maybe somebody finally got to him.
We'll see how it pays out over the entire season.
But Broderick Jones was like his babysitter. Right? Remember, how many times did you see Broderick Jones had to protect Pickens better? Well, he didn't really have a chance to protect the blind side of a quarterback because he wasn't over there yet. But I don't know how many times he spent getting him try to keep him out of trouble, at least on the field. Off it, I don't know.
We'll continue with this talk here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorne, Jim Colony, Dom DiTomaso with you. 412-928-9370. We'll continue the Steeler talk next here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff Hathorne with Jim Colony. and Dom DiTomaso. Dom, we haven't had a chance. George Pickens would do what for the Steelers team?
Yeah, so would George Pickens have worked if he stayed with the Steelers here in 2025? I don't know. I would lean toward yes, but I don't know. What I do know is if I were the Steelers, I would have at least attempted it for this year. And I said this back in March, so this isn't 2020 hindsight. It appeared that the Steelers this season were going all in. You get a 41-year-old quarterback who is probably going to retire after this season. You trade for DK Metcalf. It felt like this was the year. You have an aging defense that they were going to put all their chips in the middle of the table and try and make a run to the Super Bowl. So to me, I would have at least tried it out one more year with George Pickens. And if it didn't work out, then in the offseason, you attempt to trade him away. But I would have ran it back, and I think that he is making the Steelers look moronic for trading him in exchange for a third-round pick, because he is playing like a top-five wide receiver right now. I'm sure that leaving the Steelers, he has something to prove, and it's making him play even better. So, I mean, yes, so, him and DK, of course I think he would have made the Steelers better, but I don't know for a fact, but I would have liked to see it.
I think the biggest argument with keeping him is that he'll be on his best behavior because he wants a contract. I think that would be the one thing that you could say that maybe it would be different from that standpoint. But there,
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
First times guys were lethargic, like it not, you know, you watched, he wasn't out there every play, and I'm not saying every receiver is dialed in on every play of every game, but how would he have really reacted to DK? How would DK have reacted to him, because they sunk a lot of money into DK Metcalf? They didn't know who the quarterback was going to be when they made that trade. It was early May. They didn't officially have Aaron Rodgers yet. So how is a young potential quarterback going to handle George? How is George going to deal with that situation? And then after they didn't sign him, they try to continue to go all in and got Jonnu Smith. But Jonnu Smith has been nothing. He has been a big zero with the Steelers. Not necessarily all his fault, but he hasn't even had a 30-yard game with the Steelers.
And I thought he had turned into – I thought Cordarrelle Patterson was back last week on a couple of those plays where they like forced to get him the ball. And I thought, I agree with you, Jeff, with the
with Smith. But the thing about Pickens, and to me that was, you didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to be the quarterback. If you said, oh yeah, you know, Aaron Rodgers was here, he would have been able to handle him. He might have been able to, but we'll never know. And to me, Pickens had never demonstrated any sense of maturity that would have indicated, hey, yeah, you know what, I need to be on my best behavior so I can get a big contract. You know, a lot of guys, and hey, look, he's still relatively young compared to the rest of us. And so he doesn't necessarily, or wasn't necessarily able to think, you know what, I got to make it through this season. Okay, there's DK Metcalf making a lot of money. The Steelers aren't going to pay me, but somebody else is. I don't know. From our standpoint, it seems so obvious how you don't get that. And he's got to have people, right? He's got to have his camp. Whoever those people are should be able to convince him. But maybe they couldn't do it for the last couple years.
I mean, he hasn't even been a model citizen. He's already had a game where he's been benched, at least to start the game. He didn't start.
And the showing up late for one game, for the Kansas City game. On was it last Thanksgiving, right?
That he
was
Christmas
or Christmas. Okay, I knew it was one of those holidays the Steelers were forced to play on.
Maybe he was out delivering toys to the people of Western Pennsylvania.
Don't think so. Maybe with pomp and the turkey fund. No, I don't think so. But there was no I was one of his, you know, not, I don't say biggest boosters, but from a fan standpoint, I always saw the talent, and Dom, I thought he was a top five talent even before he showed it this year in terms of just his pure talent. You know, would they have worked great together with Pickens? And yes. You know, you see what's happening in Dallas, and you know, even with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, I think Metcalf, Pickens, Tannen would be great. But I thought, to get back to you can't talk about what they don't have. Make Freiermuth your number two receiver. Line him up in the slot. Use him as a slot receiver. I mean, for goodness sakes, you know what slot corners are built like Mike Hilton, and you've got a 5'10 guy trying to cover a 6'5 guy? You know, it's just, I don't know. There's stuff that I would like to see that I don't, and I don't get it.
I think what's complicated it a bit is that the 6'7 guy has been better than anyone could have imagined.
Then use them all together, which they do. And, you know, that's another thing, too.
There are sets, but just quick aside. There are sets where they have the other tight ends split out. We just haven't seen them very much. And the other thing is, like, DK's not a go route guy necessarily. He's more of a get me on a slant and then I'm going to run 60 yards. So it's just, I can imagine if you're trying to scheme this, you've got a lot of guys that probably do similar things, and like trying to work all this out has obviously been an issue for them, because Arthur Smith, as much as people, he just doesn't know what he's doing. He knows offense, and you know the quarterback knows offense, and you know the quarterback gets a say on what's going on in the game plan, and they haven't been able to figure it out over the last couple of weeks. Although, if they would have averaged 25 points a game 3 years ago or 4 years ago, what kind of team might they have been? Because their defense was playing a hell of a lot better.
And there's another issue.
Which we'll get into.
We can get to. My goodness.
We'll get to going forward. One thing I want to ask Jim. Jim, you were around for the start of AB.
Yes, I was.
You had a pretty tight relationship with AB. Describe how that evolved, how AB evolved over his time here.
He was the guy left out. There's a famous interview that's still in there, maybe, with the Young Money family. And that's where Mike Wallace started to kind of, his head kind of pretty much grew. But it was a very funny interview where I'm talking to Mike Wallace and Emmanuel Sanders is there. But I remember AB, when they drafted him, he was, what, sixth round pick, and then Emmanuel Sanders was the third round pick. They came in at the same time. And we had just come on the air. That was our first year on the air as the Fan in 2010. And Emmanuel Sanders actually was proactive in terms of getting involved in the community, and he was doing stuff with us. Even before training camp had started, after he got drafted, he's doing stuff with us. Anyway, they're out at training camp, and that was the two dogs, one bone quote, where Sanders and Brown were competing for time, because I can't remember. Well, Hines was old money, and Mike Wallace was fast money, and then Emmanuel Sanders became young money, and then AB wandered into the interview and said, I said, who are you? He goes, I'm Turk. He goes, I'm locked up. And I didn't know who Turk was. Okay, Turk was a New Orleans rapper who was in jail. Right, and AB goes, when I get out, he's on.
And he was right, because it was later on, you know, I think it was the next season when he made that catch in the playoffs. That was like the first big play that he made for the Steelers. And then after that, remember Mike Wallace turned down a big contract, and right. So they signed AB instead. And he was, to me, he was always delightful. But then you'd start hearing about stuff, you know, where he, with his kids and how he, it was just, I don't know. He was a big kid himself. Right. And then you can't, I don't want to get into the whole cycle, but I'm going to get into it a little bit. I mean, he was pretty much, didn't his dad play for the indoor team here? No, that was I'm thinking of a different guy. His dad was an indoor football league guy. His dad was a pretty good football player, but abandoned him, basically. He had nothing to do with AB when AB was growing up. And how that affected him over the years, who knows? I mean, you can't get into all the stuff that he ended up doing, but he just completely, I don't know if he lost it, but he was always fun to deal with. And then all of a sudden it just became, it's like, how can you turn into what he turned into?
50-minute mark on the fan.
Can I say something else real quick? Yeah. I'm sorry, I know we're running over, but who cares? Because I listen to these shows and I know how late they are when they're supposed to be. Not the morning show. I shouldn't blame those guys. I'm sure they run a very tight ship.
You're talking about,
because I don't listen. I listen to Starkey. Yeah. But did you see in the, or do you want to get into this later about the Fab 15 guys?
22.
The Fab 20, oh, Fab 50, yeah, Fab 22 guys?
Yeah, sure.
No, do you want to wait to do this? Or?
Yeah, but as long as we had the last seven, so we make them 22.
22, yes. I don't know where I came up with 15. It's a Fab 15.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll have to look it up and see if there's anything that comes back.
May I do this now?
Yeah, go.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, right, Route 19 in Peters Township. We come back, we'll do a belated segment that we should have done 10 minutes ago. And go over some of the schedule of the day, and then get back into the Steeler talk. We'll get into the Bills matchup and your relationship with Mason Rudolph. Gino DeMarco, who is the 33-year head coach of Geneva College, he's going to join us coming up at 7:30. He's got a really wild connection with Patrick Mahomes. We're going to talk about that and some of the things he did for young men for 33 years. That was really awesome at Geneva College. Dom, take it away. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold today, a high of 34 over at Steelers yesterday, and the flurry started falling, and there's Jaylen Warren in shorts, low of 26 today. Tomorrow, high of 34 and a low of 24. Saturday, for Miami in town, it's going to get a lot warmer, all the way up to 37. Scheduled today, gentlemen, so there's an NFL game at 3 o'clock, Bears at Eagles. Pens are in Columbus tonight at 7. Ohio State Pitt at 7 in men's basketball. Iowa, Nebraska at noon. Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss, Mississippi State at noon. Georgia, Georgia Tech at 3:30. Indiana, Purdue, Texas A&M, Texas at 7:30, and then Arizona, Arizona State at 9 o'clock, which, Jim, would have been a really good matchup for some of the original cast of 93.7 The Fan, but maybe not for you. Any of those games, Jim, I'll start with you, like, pique your interest that you want to make sure you check out today.
Well, the Bears and Eagles interest me for fantasy football purposes because yeah. I have a chance to win a little bit of money. And in retirement, you know, I mean, the lottery's not exactly benefiting this older Pennsylvanian, I can tell you that. But, no, I'm busy. See, I'm like Pomp right now. I'm sitting there on my phone. Starkey would yell at me. And I forgot to mention that, you know, promote us on Twitter.
Yes.
Or on X.
X.
That might change its name back to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the process of doing that. But, yeah, so the Bears and Eagles, that's another one of those games where another – you know, recent Super Bowl participant, like defending champs, they're in a little bit of, not world of hurt, but they're like a lot of other teams that are regressing to the middle, right? And the Bears just seem to find ways to win. So that's an interesting game to me. You know, the Penguins are actually, yeah, you know, they're doing okay. Any of those football rivalry games? I mean, who cares? You know, Texas A&M and Texas is a huge game in terms of college football playoff participant, but I don't really.
Kellen Mond, Arch Manning.
Yeah, I,
I don't really follow. Oh, future Steeler quarterbacks. I don't really follow college football that much anymore, other than, you know, paying attention to Pitt.
Dom, what's a game or two you're going to pay attention to today?
Well, I got to be honest. I completely forgot there was an NFL game today, and Bears-Eagles should be a fantastic matchup. Bears have the best offense in football recently. Philly trying to bounce back from the loss to Dallas. The game of the day, which very well could be the game of the weekend and maybe the game of the year, is Texas A&M tonight at 7:30. A&M's the number three team in the country right now. Texas is still alive for the playoffs somehow, some way at 9-2. Arch Manning is going to be the Steelers quarterback in a couple years, and he's going to, I think he might get a win tonight, Mr. Hathorn and Mr. Colony. Oh. That should be an unbelievable game down in Texas.
I mean, Ohio State Pitt men's basketball is interesting for me. I agree. Texas A&M and Texas with three losses are still in this thing, and if they win, they're at home against A&M, so it's doable. Georgia Tech was so good last year. I mean, it was the surprise game. I don't know if Georgia's going to be surprised by Georgia Tech, but I'm curious how they react to what Pitt did to them. So that's a game I might try to tune into today. When we come back, we'll get into Steelers-Bills, 4:25 coming up on Sunday. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso, in for Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, and Nicholas Callis here on 93.7 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.